But we have Heather Ruffin on the phone line. Heather Ruffin is over at Mercy Health Partners. Heather, how are you doing today?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. You got a special event going on tomorrow.
We sure do. The trauma program is putting on a fair to get out some good injury prevention information out to the community. We have a fair going from 1 to 5 out in the front campus of Hackley Hospital.
Okay.
It is all ages, free to the community. We have everything from a bounce house with fire prevention materials, fire trucks, ambulance, distracted driving simulators, dog bite prevention, anything under the sun.
Hold back for a second. You say distracted driver simulators. That is important right there.
It is. It's in the news a lot right now. There's a lot of focus on that for sure.
What is that going to be like? Do you know? I see it's AAA going to be involved with that. But
Yep. What it is it's a computer program that you can sit and play. It's very similar to a game, and you simulate texting while you're driving on this obstacle course on the computer. And it shows you what it's like when you're driving and not paying attention fully to what you're doing. They say the time it takes to answer a text with just two words is 5 seconds.
Wow.
If you're driving at 55 miles an hour, that's like speeding across the length of a football field with your eyes closed.
Oh.
And I don't think people really fully understand that impact.
Yes. It's been so many fatalities. It's been so many accidents even here in Muskegon because of distracted driving.
Exactly.
And that is really a pet peeve of mine. And I've been almost hit. I've almost been killed on a motorcycle. I had people run stop signs and, you know, and all that nonsense. See them talking on the cell phone. And they all into the conversation. Don't forget the stop sign up there. That's huge. Okay. All right, Heather. Go ahead. I'm sorry I stopped you, because I just wanted people to know that some of these things is going to be happening tomorrow at the Hackley campus of Mercy Health Partners. The trauma program, Life Savers Injury Prevention Fair. That's very unique. But you can go on with the rest of exhibits.
Okay, we have a bike helmet giveaway. One of our community partners is giving away 100 bicycle helmets, adult and pediatric. We have fingerprint kits for identification, so you can bring your kids in and get them printed. Hopefully we'll never need it, but it's there in case you do. And, you know, to make things fun, we have some really cool door prizes to give away on the half hour. Tickets to the Haunt in Grand Rapids, Michigan's Adventure, gift certificates to the mall for some back-to-school shopping. So it'll be a good time for the whole family.
Right, right. All this is free.
Completely free.
What made Mercy decide to do something like this? What prompted this?
Well, we were looking at some numbers of injury patients that come through our emergency department, and we look at about 1,500 people admitted every year just in Muskegon. And that's not counting the people we see and release home. You know, that's just the amount of people that we admit for injuries. And so it's a big problem. And, you know, different organizations put on different events throughout the year. And the trauma program was looking at bringing them all together in an event for the community, something local, where you can come and get a variety of information in a fun and interactive way.
Very creative idea tomorrow. I'm seeing something about domestic and sexual violence prevention.
Right.
What's going to happen there? What are you going to deal with?
Well, we have some information from one of our sexual assault nurse examiners. She's the one who does a vast majority of our assault interview cases. And so she's just going to come out with some information about keeping yourself safe and what to do if, unfortunately, something like that happens to you. She can make appointments to see you privately and confidentially if needed. Otherwise, she'll just have some information to give away.
The other one you mentioned this is suicide and drug prevention, bath salt and artificial marijuana. Why is it bad for us?
Well, you know, the bath salts have been in the news lately. I don't know if you've seen the comparison to the zombie attacks in Florida.
Yes.
You get a kick out of that comparison. But, you know, it causes you to overheat and basically, you know, almost self-combust. Your temperature goes up at 106 degrees, and you're out of your mind. There's so many bad effects of that, and I don't think kids understand, you know, what they're getting into. Same thing with the artificial marijuana. You know, it's illegal. People have been doing it a long time, however, so they're familiar with the effects, but they're not familiar with the effects of that artificial marijuana that's been floating around. And the minute you change the name on it, you know, something else comes out. And so, you know, we really need to be aware of what's going around in our community.
Wow. Wow. Heather Ruffin's on the phone line for Mercy Health Partners. Now, what department are you in, Heather?
I am in the emergency department. I've run the trauma program here at Hackley Hospital.
So you see this stuff firsthand?
I do.
Wow. Anything else you want to share about tomorrow's program?
Nope. I'd just like to see everyone come out. We're going to be holding it rain or shine. The only thing that's going to stop us is thunder and lightning. So come on out, get registered for some door prizes, get some free goodies that we're giving away, take a jump in the bounce house. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Thank you for what you guys are doing over there. I appreciate that, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, Heather.
All right, bye.
There you go. Heather Ruffin, Mercy General Health Partners. Tomorrow they're having a health prevention, Lifesavers Injury Prevention Fair. Hackley campus, so it's going to be there, and of course it's going to be in the parking lot with all those different exhibits they're going to have going on. A lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff they're going to be talking about. I need to go in and check out the distracted driver. Even though I do drive, and I drive with a headset and I'm hands-free, I'm wondering how much of a distraction is that when you're driving hands-free. Does it distract you at all? It's compared to trying to text or driving with your hand up to your ear, with your cell phone on your hand up to your ear. I wonder, is that a bigger distraction, you know, in comparison? I'm like to check that out and see. All right, be back. I'm gonna play some Luther.